Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the New Moon in Gemini free live tarot reading show. I am your host, Tarouk Shaw, and I am accompanied by my lovely co-host, Aluna Odette.
Hi.
Okay, you guys, so I'm just glad that so many people have called in and are ready for this live reading show. I'm so excited. Are you excited, Aluna?
Yes, of course. I'm always excited.
Okay, so let's get this thing popping, and we're going to choose the first caller. Let me see. So I'm going to choose caller area code 515. 515, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Kelly. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Kelly. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Now, can you give me your question, please, as I shuffle the cards?
Sure. Wondering if you see a relationship progressing.
Progressing? So does that mean that it's already established?
Not really. We've been out a couple of times.
Well, I don't want to hear too much. Don't give me too much. Don't give me too much. Hold on. Don't give me too much. I'm shuffling. Okay, now. Hold on. Okay, I'll stop right here. Okay, now the first card, the present position is the Knave of Chalices. Now, this is a card that is about messages and secrets and trusting somebody. So to me, this is a card that is saying that this is, like you said, this was a new relationship, testing the waters. Kind of testing and tasting your waters. And have you had, like, issues in the past concerning, like, trust and telling people, you know, your feelings and things of that nature and them distancing themselves from you?
Not really me, but I think he has.
He has? Okay. Because, you know, this is a card about trusting somebody. You know, this is about also resolving issues, you know, so you're saying that he's the type of person that he's having a hard time trusting or speaking and telling you how he feels, since this is something new. Okay. So that's the present position, the first card, which is the Knave of Chalices. Now, the second card, the immediate influences, is the Six of Chalices. Now, this is the immediate influences. This is a card about enjoyable memories. This is a card about good experiences. You know, in the drawing of this card, these are people, you know, having dinner and enjoying each other's company and, you know, the spirits or the spirit realm handing you this emotional cup, you know. So translating this to you, this is saying that you do enjoy your time with him, that you guys are having good connecting, you know, time together. Do you guys go out a lot? Do you guys, you know, have dinner? Do you guys have good communication as far as, like, talking to each other?
Yes, but it's not sporadic, just he's very busy, and
okay.
It's not
okay,
as much
okay,
as
well,
I'd like.
See, now the next card is the Goal or Destiny, and it's the King of Swords. Now, this is him. You know, he's the King of Swords. Now, the King of Swords, you know, is somebody who is very logical, who has a lot of, you know, reservations as far as, like, opening up to people. He is a defender. He does fight for what's his. You know, the King of Swords, he's a businessman. You know, so he's very nonchalant about things. You know, he can be very crude. Okay, does this kind of make sense to you? Can this, like, relate to him?
Everything except about being crude.
About being crude,
the,
so, okay,
defender,
okay.
Yes.
Very yeah. So he is a very strong person. You know, the King of Swords, you know, he's somebody who is intellectual, but he's also cautious. So, you know, he's a cautious person. He's taking his time to get to know you and to be comfortable around you. you know, and to share his experiences and opening up to you. So I say you have to give him some time, okay? Now, the next card is the Distant Past Foundation, and it's the Sun card. Now, the Sun card, you know, this is a card about positivity. It's a card about abundance. And this is a card, you know, in my deck, the African deck, it's showing like a boy chasing a girl. So to me, this is a card about, you know, having fun and enjoying him and you know, letting him chase you, letting him, you know, you be more mysterious to him. You know, so the Sun card is a good card about, you know, enthusiasm. It's also a card that is showing, you know, the kind of childish, like playing around, you know, very playful, childish playing around as far as like how a new love starts, you know. Does that make sense to you? 513?
Did we lose her?
513. I guess 513. Yeah. Hello, 513.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess we lost her.
Gone.
I think she's gone too. So do I just get somebody else, or I can do another I can do another reading on somebody else.
Maybe let me go. I'm
okay. Okay. Well, you go next then. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. I will choose 954. You are on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi,
hello.
Luna.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Can I have your name?
Yes, it's Marty.
Marty, nice to meet you. Thank you for calling in.
Would you like to hear my question?
Yes, please. I'm sorry. What is your question?
Well, I've recently started a new business, and things are going pretty well, but I'm wondering what's going to be happening in the future in terms of, you know, growth and success.
Okay. I would definitely love to look into that. As far as your career endeavor and financial progress, let's look into that. And that was pretty sad to Ruth that she missed her reading, because I was going to like lay into that reading. I had like some insight about that too, but
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, well.
okay, I'm going to lay out the cards now, Marty, and let's see what we have. So the present position is the King of Swords. That's interesting. It came up in the last reading too. The King of Swords represents someone who is logically adherent, someone who is very present, someone who deals with a lot of information, facts. Okay, so as it's being a present position for you, do you per se deal with sort of communication or speaking or information of something of that sort?
Yes, that's exactly what we do. And, yes, so we deal with a lot of information and a lot of facts. Yes, definitely.
Down with that side on point. The King, also about this position, it seems like the job or your career adventure is upright and morally correct, because the King of Swords, he does have logical as well as emotional maturity. He has wisdom and experience. He's also kind of, he's been through the battlefield, so he's kind of set and secure in his kingdom pretty much. And that is what I'm seeing with the present position. I think this card very much describes you and the avenue that you're taking with your business. Now, the immediate influences that I see is the Nine of Wands, okay? And the Nine of Wands speaks about someone who must hold their positions. It speaks about fortitude and perseverance. It speaks about, you know, really holding your ground, because if you are just starting this business, it's really rough starting a business from the ground up. There's so much competition out there. There are so many things to worry about, you know, would someone come and try to copyright your idea and run with it? So this card is a reminder to you to, you know, keep your defenses up and keep your perimeter, you know, safe with what's going on. I understand you deal with a lot of information, like you said. So keeping that safe and making sure the people that you, I guess, have dealings with in your career, that you don't give them everything. Because, again, going back to the King of Swords, he's very what's the word that I'm looking for? He's very smart about what he says and what, how much information he does choose to relay to the other person. So it's okay sometimes. I'm not, like, encouraging you to be be sneaky about certain things, but make sure you have your ducks in a row. You know, does that make sense to you?
Oh, yes, that absolutely makes sense. I've been thinking about that, and that definitely is something that needs attention. That's very good.
Okay, thanks. Now, moving on to the Distant Past Foundation, and what I'm seeing in the Distant Past is the Seven of Pentacles. So Pentacles talks about money. It talks about our resources. It talks about, you know, finances and building things practically with our hands. So in the Seven of Pentacles, we see a man who is watching a garden that he has, you know, orchestrated. You know, he has put together this garden, and this card also speaks about diligence and patience and watching and waiting your progress. So this coming up in the Distant Past, this is kind of saying to me that this company has been in, it's been a long time coming for this company, and it's finally starting to see fruits because his garden, he's starting to see flowers now. He's starting to see the fruits of his labor kind of come through and manifest. So this is a very good omen for you, Marty. I feel like this card is kind of saying to you, pretty much you're on the right track. You know, you have sort of been through the rough. You know, going back to the Nine of Wands, this card also talks about somebody who's battle hardy. So you've dealt with failures, you've dealt with kind of setbacks and stuff, but now it seems like you've got the right soil this time, and you're starting to see things manifest themselves and the real profit, I guess, come through. Does that make sense to you?
Wow. That is so on, because I had been doing this type of work off and on for many, many years. And so it does, that fits perfectly. It does make a, it makes a lot of sense.
Nice. Okay, good. Right on point then. Now, the next card, which is about the questionnaire. So how this reading is pertaining to you, Marty, I see the Chariot, which is another good omen, because the Chariot shows someone who, again, has diligence, perseverance, momentum, courage, okay? So also what's interesting about this card is that it does show in the Chariot the reflections of the light and the dark, so the good and the bad that have come with this adventure that you've embarked on, career-wise. You know, you have dealt with setbacks in the past. You have dealt with sort of things not working out, or people, or whatever influences that have been on the negative, but you've also seen the positive and the growth of that. So it's made you a much wiser person. Going back to the present position, which is the King of Swords, you know, this card talking about you and how much wisdom you have, and, you know, you're like a king. It's not like you're a knight just getting out there, or a page. I'm sorry, you probably don't know about tarot, but the king, yeah, he's sitting on his throne. He's sitting on his throne, and he's comfortable. You know, he has the wisdom and the years and experience. So this card is definitely saying, you know, take control of the reins. Don't let up. Okay, because the momentum is now, everything is progressing forward. You have the Distant Past, which is a good omen, saying that, you know, you planted the seeds already, and now things are starting to bud for you. So don't lose that fire. Don't lose that charge, okay? And the final result that I see is the Three of Wands, okay? So, Marty, like, this reading really came through for you, okay? Because the Three of Wands talks about having that vantage point. You know, we see a person who has climbed a mountain, and at the top of the mountain, they've set themselves up to scope farther. So it's looking over the horizon, looking to the next phase of their career expansion. Also, the Wands deals with, you know, entrepreneurship, ego, expansion, growth. So this card being the third card in this suit, which is the Wands, it talks about you yeah, like you just having that comfortable point now that you can reach even further. Everything that you've put into this career, everything you put into this business is really carrying you. And not only that, this isn't something I'm picking up like from this business that this isn't something like, again, that just happened overnight. You've gone through the rut. So you're really at a really mature position to make smarter decisions, make decisions that are more profitable. And yeah, the Three of Wands really, it says, honey, you got it. So that is what I see. Was this reading helpful to you?
Oh, yes. It's so encouraging. You did a great job. And I really do like listening to you. It's just terrific. Thank you so much for all your help.
And thank you for calling. Tarouk, did you want to add anything to this reading?
No, that was wonderful. It was perfectly. Yeah, it was perfect. Okay, I have nothing else to say.
I guess I did pretty good, huh? All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Marty, and have a good evening.
Thank you. You too.
All
okay,
right,
so
Tarouk.
I'll take the next caller, and I will take 0780. You're on the air.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi. How are you this evening?
I'm good, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. What is your name, or what would you like me to call you?
My name is Michelle.
Okay, Michelle, so what is your question?
Hi, Michelle.
Hi. I'm just curious what you see for love.
Okay, for love, I'm shuffling the cards right now. Okay. All righty, well, this is strange. Okay, now the present position is the Seven of Swords. Now the Seven of Swords, you know, this is a card that has to deal with deception. Have you been lied to in the past? Or do you come from a relationship recently where somebody wasn't honest with you, where they had like hidden plans, where they were just not being truthful to you?
Yeah, that was 2 years ago, though. Over 2 years ago.
Okay,
well,
because
over it, but yeah, that was a mess.
Yeah, because that's coming out, you know, a person who was wearing a mask or not being honest, not being themselves, you know, that's coming out of the present position. In my deck, it shows like a baboon wearing a mask and is fooling the lion. So this is somebody who was tricking you or fooling you or not being himself, not being honest.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like, but you kind of are still carrying that, or that's still with you as far as like trusting other people. The second card, the immediate influence, is the Two of Wands. And in my deck, the Two of Wands, this is a card about somebody who has fears for the future, somebody who's sad, who has been experiencing sadness or even awkwardness, you know, confusion. Have you felt that as far as like trying to step out into the dating world and meeting new guys?
I'm cautious, let's say.
Yeah,
like,
I
mean, obviously, after getting burned that bad, like I had.
Yeah. That's what this card is kind of speaking of, you know, because it's showing, you know, like nightmares and just kind of not being sure and, you know, being hurt like that. You know, you come out of that damage, so, you know, it's not easy to let somebody new in and kind of like wonder, you know, is this person going to do the same thing to me? You know, The next card is the Golden Destiny, which is a really good card, and it's the Knight of Pentacles. Now, the Knight of Pentacles, you know, this is a masculine energy, and the Knight of Pentacles is showing somebody who is upright, somebody who, you know, is trying to plant future with you. Okay, this is somebody who is trying to work with you, and this is somebody who has money. This is somebody who, you know, is responsible, who's generous, okay, who's willing to help you, somebody who's a professional person, you know, who has a job, somebody who is not trying to, you know, abuse you or take your money or, you know, find somewhere to live and he's not putting anything in, you know, so this is somebody who is trying to, you know, come halfway with you or meet you halfway in a 50-50 type of situation, okay? So for the Golden Destiny, this is definitely speaking on somebody who has wisdom, somebody who, you know, is coming correct and is going to put in enough effort into the relationship, okay, that you need. Okay, so that's the Bowl of Destiny. So it's a good card. Now, the Distant Past is the Death card. Okay, now, this is a card about letting go of the past. Okay, it is a card about having new ideas. This is a card also of renewing your ego because, you know, when somebody has hurt you in the past, that hurts your ego. That kind of hurts your confidence, okay? So the Death card, you know, the Distant Past is telling you to let it go, you know, have a transformation, okay? Have new ideas of the world. You know, this is a card about having profound emotions, you know, and kind of putting that past to rest, okay? And opening up for something new. Now, the next card is the Recent Past, and it's the Ten of Pentacles. Now, the Ten of Pentacles, you know, this card kind of coincides with the Knight of Pentacles because this is a card about money, but money that's going to last for generations. So this is like money that, you know, your kids are going to benefit from, your grandkids. So this is showing that this person is going to come into your life. He is somebody who is going to put in money, you know, of course, yours and his together, that you will be okay. You know, the Ten of Pentacles, this is the card about family income, okay? This is the card about you having an agreement with this man, you guys coming together and agreeing to establish a foundation of family security, okay? This is a card also about family harmony. So being in harmony together, you, your children, okay? This is a card also about inheritance, you know? So to me, this is showing that this man is going to come into your life and he will supply, you know, I don't want to say supply money, not like that, you know, but he's going to give you the balance that you need. It's not you pulling in most of the weight, you know, he's going to meet you, like I said, halfway. Now, the final result is the Four of Pentacles, which can symbolize, in a lot of ways, accumulating money, kind of being, I don't want to say stingy, because that's not what I'm picking up. But this is a card that is showing that money is going to be saved and stored. So it seems like money is a really important factor. It's coming out really strong in this reading. So to me, it's symbolizing that you guys are going to be building and sitting on a lot of money, okay? And I guess to other people, it might come off as like, wow, you know, they're so, you know, like, I just don't want to use the word stingy or, you know, kind of greedy because that's not what I'm picking up by this. But this is a card that you guys will be okay as far as money-wise. You guys will be sitting on a good amount of money. You will be monetarily content. This man is going to come into your life and completely turn around any concessions that you had about the past concerning this person who in the present position and currently right now is kind of influencing your mind concerning men out there in the dating realm. But not to fear, you know, this Knight of Pentacles is going to come through and he is ready to plant those seeds with you for the future, and it is showing that your future with this man is going to be good, you know. So definitely, yeah, it's a good reading. So I'm glad I can help you. Do you have any questions?
No, that was totally made a lot of sense because the last guy borrowed money. So I'm very careful with money because I don't want someone to take advantage of me again. So that totally
That's right. Yeah, that's why all these pentacle cards were coming out because it is about the money. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Aluna?
Yeah.
Aluna?
Yeah.
Okay. We have 6 minutes left. I don't think that's enough time for one more.
Probably not. Not when we get into the meat and the potatoes, and it's like so
right.
Good, right?
So neat. Yeah.
I just want to thank everybody for tuning in. We are really sorry if we didn't get to take your call, but guess what? We are doing free new moon and full moon readings every new moon and full moon. So we will be doing this every 2 weeks, I think, right? So you can definitely try again in 2 weeks and get your life reading with us. Or if you feel like you want to get a personalized reading for yourself, definitely hit our inbox at Triple Chalice Tarot or Aluna Tarot or Tarot Fischel. I know that's like a lot, but
you guys can DM us. You guys can DM us.
I was just going to say, we're going to leave it in the caption or comment box or whatever, so you can link us up and let us know if you'd like to work one-on-one with us, and we can go more in-depth.
Yeah,
five or six cards is not really enough.
like yeah, we have up to 10 card spreads, you know, for the personal one-on-one, you guys. And we do have affordable prices for everyone. So please hit us up on the DMs and let us know, and we will give you these in-depth personal one-on-one readings, okay? So, yeah.
And with that, we want to wish everyone a good night, and thank you so much again for tuning in to us.
Good night, everyone.